I want now to continue in the barnyard, actually, and read a poem about horses. This is a poem called Names of... I'm getting to cows, I think, by the summer, actually. But this is Names of Horses. When I came back, I remembered the horses. See, my grandfather farmed, but he never had a tractor or an automobile. He only had a horse. Years before, when the farms were more prosperous around there, they'd had oxen and several horses. But things were pretty bad by the time I got up there. And it was just one old lame horse always. And I knew one or two particularly, heard many stories about earlier ones, and thought of all the horses that had sustained the farm and the farm's life when I returned. All winter, your brute shoulders strained against collars, padding and steer-hide over ash hames, to haul sledges of cordwood for drying through spring and summer, for the Glenwood stove next winter, and for the simmering range. In April, you pulled cartloads of manure to spread on the fields, dark manure of Holsteins, and knobs of your own clustered with oats. All summer, you mowed the grass in meadow and hayfield, the mowing machine clacketing beside you, while the sun walked high in the morning. And after noon's heat, you pulled a clawed rake through the same acres, gathering stacks, and dragged the wagon from stack to stack and the built hay rack back uphill to the chaffy barn. Three loads of hay a day from standing grass in the morning. Sundays you trotted the 2 miles to church with the light load of a leather quarter-top buggy and grazed in the sound of hymns. Generation on generation, your necks rubbed the windowsill of the stall, smoothing the wood as the sea smooths glass. When you were old and lame, when your shoulders hurt, bending to graze, when October, the man who fed you and kept you and harnessed you every morning, led you through corn stubble to sandy ground above Eagle Pond and dug a hole beside you where you stood shuddering in your skin and lay the shotgun's muzzle in the boneless hollow behind your ear and fired the slug into your brain and felled you into your grave, shoveling sand to cover you, setting goldenrod upright above you, where by next summer a dent in the ground made your monument. For 150 years, in the pasture of dead horses, roots of pine trees pushed through the pale curves of your ribs, yellow blossoms flourished above you in autumn, and in winter, frost heaved your bones in the ground. Old toilers, soil makers, oh, Roger, Mackerel, Riley, Ned, Nellie, Chester, Lady Ghost.